The White House is ushering in a new normal when it comes to managing the federal government's trove of data. The administration's new policy and executive order issued yesterday are forcing functions that have been missing over the last decade. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details of and reaction to the new executive order and policy on open data. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so you call them forcing functions. How so?
So the idea of giving, you know, federal data to the public is not new. I mean, this administration over the last 4 years has been what I'll call hot and cold when it comes to openness and transparency. They've launched things like data.gov. There's the Open Government Directive early on when President Obama first took office in 2009. But then you had this time of stagnation where not much happened, not a lot of efforts, you know, kind of came to fruition. But now you have this memo and this executive order, and listen to what Steve Van Roeckel, the federal chief information officer, says about it.
I think it is a sea shift to some degree, because I very much embrace the power of open data and the work I've done inside government and even in the private sector before coming to government. And it's not the norm inside government to take these approaches. We're still very heavily paper-based. Data and valuable data that should be made public is still locked up in these very proprietary systems. And in order to really create a sea change, we need a policy like this. We need the voice of the president issuing this executive order, telling agencies, now this sets a new default. This is a change in the way that we behave and the way we do things. It gives us the conversation starter we've been looking for, which is when we sit down with agencies and talk about modernizing systems or creating new ones, asking those tough questions about, are you doing that in a way that's going to foster these efficiencies, the opportunities outside of government, and everything else.
Van Roeckel says agencies have been moving in this direction over the last decade, but not in a way that's been as coordinated as it could be. And in fact, this memo and executive order released yesterday were a long time coming. For instance, the E-Government Act in 2002 actually first called for a lot of this data, to make a lot of this data more accessible. It didn't quite address the metadata or open standards in the same way that this policy does, but that 2002 law calls for an interagency committee to talk to the public about, conduct studies, and share best practices for the most effective way to, you know, access, disseminate, retain government information. The law also calls on the adoption of standards to make data more searchable and interoperable. Basically, it's very much what this new policy is telling agencies to do, but in more specific detail, and obviously technology is much different a decade later. Van Roeckel says OMB's worked closely with agencies to create this open data policy as part of the broader digital government strategy. He says the strategy, as well as the Open Government Directive, the E-Government Act, and many, many other policies, all helped lay the foundation for where the government is heading today.
So tell us what the biggest changes are that agencies should keep in mind.
I think by far the biggest change is the requirement for an agency to do an inventory of their public data sets and then maintain a public listing of those data sets. Patrice McDermott is the director of the OpenTheGovernment.org.
From the public perspective, if they could get the agencies to actually do these enterprise inventories and the public listing of what data is they think is publicly or should be publicly available and is, that would be really, really important. Because one of the things when they did their Open Government Directive was they told agencies to release three high-value data sets, and then they asked the public to help them decide what they were. And what we kept saying is, we don't know what we don't know. There are no lists of what your data sets are. There's no data dictionaries attached to ones. A lot of them, they're up there. We don't know what they are. We don't know what they do.
Van Roeckel says the inventory will be important to understanding where the gaps are, to comply, and what other parts of the policy.
In the executive order, the president lays out the groundwork for us to do a cross-agency priority goal. So we're going to get a working group together and then produce a set of deliverables and an agency goal. So we'll put milestones based on the inventories we get in to say, here's where we need to go and to take this forward. There indeed has been good progress out there. And I think modern systems are largely starting to adopt this, but it hasn't permeated into the far corners. And so we want to get that done. And then as we look at older systems and legacy data, this largely, you know, given budget constraints and some of the other aspects, the important part of this is setting a new default. This is a new behavior going forward. So as we create new, as we modernize, we're going to adopt these principles as the norm.
You hear Mr. Van Roekel talk about the new norm. Well, a lot of that new norm is changing habits, changing the way agencies deal with data, how they go out, how they make data available. So that's another big change is the public engagement piece. The policy calls on agencies to create a page to solicit advice for prioritizing the release of data and what are the most in what the most usable formats are. Now, the memo does call on agencies to make sure the data is available in multiple formats, including things like APIs. But at this point, they're also going to say, okay, well, we can you do these three, but which one of these three is the most important? And then they'll go from there. And that tags back to, I think, what Ms. McDermott was saying about you don't know what you don't know. So until these inventories are done, until they're made public, that's when then agencies can ask for help in prioritizing. Now, along with the open data policy of the executive order, OMB is updating several initiatives, including data.gov, and releasing new open source data tools. The new services on data.gov will actually help users improve how information is presented, visualized, mapped, and includes access to those aforementioned APIs, application programming interface for developers to make access to this data a lot easier. Now, OMB also announced the expansion of the Open Data Project, which also now includes the release of an open source tools on what they call GitHub, which is a site that lets communities of developers collaboratively develop solutions around the data.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, the White House has dropped this big data egg. What has been the reaction so far around Washington?
Yeah, the reaction's actually been pretty good. You know, from Tech America to the Sunlight Foundation, many others praised the administration's memo and the plans to move forward. But, of course, with any memo, with any new strategy, there's some immediate concerns. OpenTheGovernment.org's McDermott says one of her biggest ones is around OMB's decision to define data as only structured data. She says some estimate that the unstructured data actually makes up between 70 and 90% of all data.
That leaves a lot of stuff out of the purview of this policy. So we're a little concerned about that. You know, they say that you can take a unstructured thing and break it into component parts and, you know, basically doing meta tagging of it. But it's troubling that they took something that is on a site they created and a definition on that site and truncated it for the purpose of this policy. The other thing I think that's really, potentially really telling is this whole thing is about information systems, and there's no definition of information systems. There is in Circular A-130, but it's not incorporated into this policy document.
Now, McDermott also says the reference to something called the mosaic effect in the memo also causes some concern. This is the idea when you bring multiple data sets by themselves that have no sense of information, you bring them together, they show a picture or identify some personal information, not realizing that, you know, data set A, data set B, and data set C all of a sudden show, you know, something that could be classified or show, you know, oh, well, if I pull a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and a little bit from over here, I can now find Emily Kopp's, you know, address and phone number or something.
It's in the phone book.
Well, that's true, too. Don't tell, you know, and her email address, too.
It won't be in about 10 seconds, so that's a different issue.
But that's the idea of the mosaic effect, and that's a lot of concern for the open government because the policy puts so much focus saying, well, if there are concerns about it, then you don't have to release the data. McDermott says there's no statutory, even a regulatory definition prior to this policy. So I asked Van Roekel about both of these concerns. He says agencies will be able to determine what data sets are considered structured or unstructured.
If you look at the way that this lays a foundation for the way we treat just structured data, there's an easy conversation to have around how do you now build solutions on top of data, or how do you treat unstructured data? And we want to have those conversations happen, and this is the beginning point of that.
So as for the concerns around the mosaic effect, the policy that addresses that, Van Roekel says they reference it more as a term of art than that's been emerging from the big data discussions that I think a lot of agencies, a lot of vendors are having. Now, Van Roekel says they've talked about the mosaic effect a lot during the work they've done with the health field to make data more accessible. So I asked them, I said, Mr. Van Roekel, does the agencies will need to justify holding data back because of the potential or even real security or privacy issues that arise from releasing these non-related data sets?
We're going to have those discussions. I think the data that we have that could be made public, that's very easily made public, that there wouldn't be a lot of deep conversations about why not to make them public, except that they aren't today. This policy will allow us to give us the leverage to go do that and to drive publication of it. I don't think the mosaic effect will come into play that much, just because of the wealth of data we have that lives outside of the realm of personally identifiable information.
Now, despite all these concerns, and these are kind of at the top level, McDermott and many others say the real issue is going to be how agencies implement and how well OMB oversees the implementation of this memo. But they all agree the potential here, that there's a lot of encouraging things happening, and it's all going to be, the proof is in the pudding, as we've heard many times.
Well, Jason, we hope you follow this story and tell us how it's being implemented later on.
I think we will. I think this is a big deal.
And Jason Miller is, of course, Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.